Grant Offerlow, John Le Mesurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Episode 10, Battle School, featuring John Lorre, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Jack Watson and Alan Tilburn. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. As Britain continues the struggle against the Nazi aggressor, the gallant men of the Home Guard are constantly on the lookout for new ways to outwit the devilish Hun. At the Church Hall in Warrington-on-Sea, Captain Mannering has devised yet another brilliant scheme, which his platoon are standing by, ready to put into operation.
As you know, men, we're going to battle school this weekend, and it's quite on the cards that Major Smith, the CEO of the school, may be coming along here tonight to observe our training. So I want you to be on your toes. Now, if you'll pay attention to this blackboard, you'll see that I've drawn this representation of a German tank. I realize I'm not exactly Van Gogh.
No, sir, no.
I want you to observe the following points. Heavy armor in the front, usually 4-inch plating, a 40, 50, or 60 millimeter repeating cannon here, heavy machine guns here and here, light machine guns here, here, and here.
Excuse me, sir. Just where was that?
Here.
Ah. That's all right. Just checking. Carry on. Carry on.
Thank you, Fraser. And here, a high-pressure flamethrower at the front. A very formidable opponent indeed. Now, how are we going to tackle it? Well, come along. Must be some suggestions.
Permission to make a suggestion, sir?
Yes.
How about sugar, sir?
Sugar? What do you do with it?
Well, you stick it in the petrol tank so the engine fizzles out.
Well, I think it's a very good idea, don't you, Wilson?
Yes, I do, sir. It's a very good idea, yes.
Make an application for an extra sugar ration.
Right, sir, yes.
If it doesn't work, we can always use the rest in our tea.
Right. Any more suggestions?
What about potatoes, sir?
Potatoes?
Yes, you bung them on the exhaust and the gases can't escape and the engine stops.
I see. Well, unfortunately, Corporal Jones, these Nazi tanks have been designed with long, thin exhaust outlets.
Maybe we could get long, thin potatoes.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, shall I put in an order for some long, thin potatoes?
Will you do that, Wilson?
Yes, of course, yes.
And if that doesn't work, we can have some chips.
Yeah, all right. That'll be good. Well, now, we had two interesting suggestions which have stimulated a most useful discussion. However, tonight we shall concentrate on my method. Now, these are the things we shall be using. Hold them up, Wilson, as I describe them. One blanket.
One blanket.
One tin of petrol.
One tin of petrol.
One crowbar.
One crowbar.
Hold it up higher, Wilson.
Well, it's awfully heavy.
Oh, never mind. Petrol bombs.
Petrol bombs.
And last but not least, one box of matches.
One box of matches.
We place ourselves under cover, carefully concealed from the enemy.
Here, here.
We hear the tank coming, and as it draws level, the first man pours petrol over the blanket, breaks cover, and rushes up to the tank. That's you, Pike.
Who, me?
Yes, you. And you throw the blanket into the tracks. You got that?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Then Lance Corporal Jones will run out and set fire to the blanket. Now, we're all clear so far.
Yes.
Now, you, Fraser.
Aye, aye.
You will prize open the lid of the tank with a crowbar. Walker will have a petrol bomb in each hand. Lance Corporal Jones will light them and drop them into the aperture. Any questions?
Aye. What'll you be doing?
I shall be observing from behind cover, deciding whether to send in the second wave. Now, before we start, the whole success of this operation depends on the decoy. Someone must take the attention of the tank crew away from us. Godfrey, you can be the decoy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right. Now, let's try this through by numbers. Pike, yes? You go down into that corner over there with the blanket.
Right. Excuse me.
Fraser and Walker, stand by with the crowbar and the petrol bombs.
Excuse me. Captain Mannering.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm Major Smith.
Oh, how do you do, sir? You're just in time. We're about to start a dummy attack. Right, Godfrey. Stand over here. And Wilson, you...
What exactly are you going to attack, Mannering?
A German tank, sir. You see the diagram on the board.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was a trolley bus. Oh, do carry on.
Yes, sir. Now, Wilson, you're the tank.
Right, sir.
Go to the end of the room. Stand by.
Right.
Off you go. Tank moves forward. Right, Godfrey. Attract the tank's attention.
I say...
That's no good. Gotta make them angry. Do it again.
I say you are... You fascist beasts.
Come on, Plank. Where's the blanket?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Manning. Sorry, I didn't hear the tank coming. No noise.
All right. No, stop. Stop everything. Now, we'll start again. And this time, Wilson, try and make a noise like a tank.
I'm awfully sorry, sir, but I'm afraid I'm not really sure what sort of noise a tank makes.
Oh, of course you do. It's like a sort of... How would you describe it, Major?
Well, it's a sort of a rumbling sound.
There you are. It's a rumbling sound. Mm-hmm. You got it?
Oh, no, not really, sir. No, I haven't.
Oh, we'll just improvise then. All right, stand by. Off you go, tank.
Rumble, rumble.
No. Now, all together, please. Rumble, 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 rumble.
I say, you fascist beasts.
Get up the blanket, Pike.
Yes, Mr. Manry.
Well done, Pike. Now, light the blanket, Jones. Jones, where's the flaming blanket?
In me flaming hand.
Well, get it to the tank, man. That's it. Put some beef into it. Come on, Fraser. Get in with the crowbar. Walk in with the petrol bombs. That's it. Oh, well done. Well done, man. Right, now you can all relax for a minute. Oh, what do you think about that, Major?
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely top hole. Bags of enthusiasm, what? A little rough round the edges, perhaps, but we'll soon smooth those out when you come down to battle school, eh?
Oh, we're looking forward to it, sir.
Oh, jolly good, and I'm sure you'll all have terrific time. Loads of fun. See you at the weekend, what?
What time are we due at the battle school?
1600 hours, sir.
What's that?
4 o'clock.
Yes, all right. I know. 4 hours to do an hour's journey. If I'd known it was going to take all this time, I'd have brought something to eat. I'm starving.
Right. Take your thumb out of your mouth, boy.
Sorry. It's a story in this week's Hotspur. It's so exciting, you see. It's all about a bunch of soldiers who are trapped for weeks without food. They're all starving, so they decide to draw lots to see which one of them they're going to eat.
I say that's an awfully good idea. Which one of them loses?
The captain.
Stupid boy.
If I'd known we were going to be all this time on the train, I'd have brought some of those sausages you like, Mr. Mannering. By the way, sir, where's this place we're going to?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't tell you that, Jones. It's classified information. I'm under sealed orders, and I can't open them until we get out of the train.
But if we don't know where we're going, how will we know when we get there?
Don't worry about that, Fraser. The guard will tell us.
I hope we get there soon. I mean, with no corridor on the train, I find it very awkward indeed.
You just have to control yourself, won't you, Godfrey? This is war. We're on active service, you know.
Yeah, I know, sir, but I don't quite know what to do. It's very difficult.
Try walking up and down.
All right.
Where are you going, man? That's my foot you trod on.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Fraser.
Does the walking help, Godfrey?
It's no better, sir.
I've got an idea, Mr. Godfrey. Why don't you recite a piece of poetry as you walk, and that might take your mind off it.
All right. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful... pea-green boat. They took some... Honey.
Plenty of money.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. Wilson. Right. Honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note.
Godfrey, get up, I can't breathe.
The owl looked up to the moon above.
Get off, Godfrey!
But, sir, now that we've stopped, Godfrey can, you can sort of nip outside.
Ah, that's a good idea, yes. Go on, Godfrey, out you get. Oh, yes. Open the door, Pike.
Right.
Right. It's very high, sir.
Don't get on with it, man. Wilson, help me get him down on the line.
All right. Oh,
there you are, Godfrey. Right. Can you manage?
Would you mind closing the door, please?
Oh, very well.
There we are, sir. You see, we're moving.
Yeah, quick, get him in.
All right, sir. Go on.
Come on, Godfrey. Hurry up.
Come on, hurry up.
Pull him in, Wilson. Get on with it. You as well, right.
I'm trying to, sir. I'm trying. Come on, Mr. Godfrey.
Mr. Manning, please. I can't keep up much longer.
Come on, Wilson. Get another one. Oh, that's got him.
Oh. You all right, Mr. Godfrey?
I'm afraid not. The owl, the pussycat, went to see a beautiful peacock.
Mad Bombington on Sea Party, all out.
I say, God. Excuse me. Where are we?
You should know better than to ask that, sir. I'm not allowed to divulge. Great Braver, take her away.
Corporal Jones?
Yep.
Fall the men in.
Right, come on, you blokes. Fall in.
Wilson?
Yes.
I hope this is the right place. Looks a bit deserted to me.
Well, the guard did tell us to get out here, sir.
Oh, yes. Could have been a trick. I think I'd better open these sealed orders.
It's a good idea, sir.
Right. Oh. They've given us a good map.
Oh, really? How nice. Oh, that's awfully useful, really.
Ah, yes. Oh, the route's pretty straightforward.
Is it really, sir?
Yeah, you see, we're here.
Yes.
At X Railway Halt.
Oh, yeah.
Map reference.
Map reference, what?
Map reference. Now, there's that hill over there.
Oh, yes.
And the mental school's just here. Here. Yes. It's only about a mile away. We should be there by tea time.
Well, that's good, sir.
Captain Manwin, the platoon's ready to march off, sir.
Thank you, Corporal. Just a minute. Where's Godfrey?
Oh, he's not quite finished the owl and the pussycat, sir.
You just have to catch up, that's all. Right, man. Platoon. Ten. Hut! Left turn. By the right, quick march. Left wheel, left. Platoon, halt! Right, now these are your quarters, men. Make yourselves comfortable while I go and report to Major Smith. Go along, Wilson.
Right, men, fall out.
God, just look at the time. 11 o'clock. It's taken us 5 hours to get here from the station, and it's only a mile away.
You know, I don't think Mr. Manning really knew the way at all.
Oh, but he did have the map, Mr. Jones. Do you think he was holding it upside down?
That might explain why we found ourselves back at the railway station 3 times.
That's the map without a date.
If anything's out of date, it's Manning. It's a disgrace. He's not fit to be in charge of men.
What an awful place this is. I do hope it has the usual offices. I don't think I could bear to recite the Owl and the Pussycat again.
Well, it's not exactly Buckingham Palace, is it, Mr. Godfrey?
Man, oh, man. Did you see the places were marched in? It looks just like a prisoner of war camp.
Do you think the Red Cross send in food parcels?
Here we all are, then. Well, men, we got here.
Aye. Tell me, does this weekend course include any map reading, Captain Mannering?
No, Fraser, not now. Major Smith's here.
Ah, good evening, Captain Mannering.
Good evening, Major.
This is Captain Rodriguez.
Hello there.
How do you do?
I'm afraid you've missed your evening meal. Supper finished 4 hours ago.
Oh, no.
I don't think you need worry about us, sir. My men are all as tough as steel, quite used to roughing it.
Aye, with you in command, we have to be.
Yes, right, relax, everyone. We don't go in for a lot of formalities here. Now, as you chaps know, this is a special Home Guard battle school, and the man who will be in charge of you during the next 2 days is Captain Rodriguez here. Now, he's an expert in all forms of guerrilla tactics. He fought in Spain during the Civil War, and as you know, that was a pretty dirty business.
If you ask me, he hasn't had a wash since.
My job here is to keep a paternal eye on you and to make sure that you don't get knocked about too much. After all, some of us aren't getting any younger, are we?
Permission to speak, sir?
Certainly, Corporal.
You don't have to worry about us senior soldiers, sir. You can knock us about as much as you like. We can take it, and we can dish it out. Give them the old cold steel, sir. They don't like it up them, sir. They don't like it up them, sir. They really don't.
Yes, that's the spirit. Well, I leave you in the capable hands of Captain Rodriguez. Right, carry on.
Shall I bring the men to attention, Captain Rodriguez?
No.
You can cut out all that sort of bullshine around here. We've thrown the rule book out of the window. No shunning and arm waving in this place. All we do is to teach you how to kill Nazis. That is all I am interested in. Killing. Is that clear?
This is very clear. Isn't it, gentlemen?
Oh, yes, yes. Crystal clear, sir.
Now, are there any questions?
Ask him about food, sir.
Ah, yes. What about a meal?
Cantina is closed 4 hours ago. Never mind. I always think of you men. Here, grab a hold of this sack. There are some carrots and onions in there.
Carrots and onions?
It is what you would eat if you were living off the land.
Onions.
What is wrong with onions, Sergeant? I eat them all the time.
I'd never have guessed.
Right, you got your food. Now, you old man, what is your name?
Jones, sir.
Right, Jones. You see that pile of straw over there?
Yes, sir.
With it, you stuff your palias.
I beg your pardon.
Stuff it in your palias.
He's a bit continental, isn't he?
Right, men, you have each got a palias to lie on and a blanket to cover you, not to mention carrots and onions to eat. What more could you want?
I've really no idea.
You had better get some sleep now. We start early in the morning here. Sleep tightly.
I never heard anything like that in all my life, have you, Wilson? To think that brigand is a captain in the British Army. Looks like an anarchist to me.
Well, thank goodness he's on our side, sir.
Now, men, we've got a pretty busy weekend ahead of us, so you'd better start filling your palliasses with straw.
Look at this. Sleeping on straw. One blanket each. God, sick. We'll freeze to death.
That is, if we haven't already died from starvation.
It's not fair, Uncle Arthur. Hmm? I've been looking forward to this weekend for ages. And then it goes and turns out like this.
All right, Frank, there's no need to blub, you know.
I'm not blubbing. It's all this straw. It's brought on my hay fever.
I can't eat raw carrots. They give me shocking indigestion.
Now, man, I know we've only got one blanket each, so, as usual, we must improvise.
Permission to speak, sir. Why don't we all huddle together, sir? That'll keep us warm. We used to do a lot of huddling in the Sudan, you know.
Yeah. Not too sure about that, Jones. Maybe bad for discipline. All the same, in a case like this, I think we might stretch a point.
If you don't mind, Captain Munnering, I'm very particular who I huddle together with.
All right, Fraser. In that case, I shall sleep over here.
Aye. You do that.
Well, I think we shall all feel very much better after a good night's sleep. Settle down. Right. Now, if you're all settled down, I think someone should put the light out. Don't bother to move anybody. I'll do it.
Uncle Arthur.
Yes, what is it?
I ain't half cold. Do you mind if I snuggle up to you?
I'd rather you didn't.
I shall tell Mum.
No.
Mr. Mannerin?
Who's it?
Permission to whisper, sir.
Oh, Jones, what is it?
I'm sorry everything went wrong today, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes, it wasn't your fault, sir. It was the fortunes of war. After all, you've been a good officer to us. You've led us through thick and you've led us through thin.
It's a lonely task, being a commander, you know, Jones. Yes. One must take the rough with the smooth.
Yes, well, I just want you to know, sir, that I've still got faith in you.
Thank you, Jones.
Even if no one else has. Good night, sir.
Good night, Jones.
Crawler!
All right, you lot, on your feet, out of bed. Come on.
Good heavens, what the... Oh, good morning, Captain Rodriguez. You gave me quite a start. Bit early in the morning for that sort of thing, isn't it?
It is not early in the morning, Captain. It is 9:50. The rest of the camp has been up for 2 hours.
Good heavens. We must have overslept.
You certainly did. You had better hurry up. I want you and your men outside, ready to start training in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. What about breakfast?
Breakfast finished 1 hour ago. Now, Capitan Mainwaring, listen to this. During the time you are here, every platoon is given the chance to capture my headquarters. So far, no one has succeeded. But you are quite free to try and break the record.
We'll have a go, Mr. Mannering, sir. We'll go through them like a dose of salts.
HQ used to be a prisoner of war camp. It is surrounded by a barbed wire fence, an electrified fence, and the space in between is patrolled by dogs. Alsatians.
Oh, dear.
And they do not get too much to eat.
Oh, dear.
Right, Mainwaring, get your men out to the training ground at the double.
Very good, sir. Right, man, get dressed. By the way, anyone seen Sergeant Wilson? Seems to be missing.
Oh, good morning, sir. What a lovely day.
Where have you been, Wilson?
Well, I've been having a wash and shave, sir. I was feeling a bit peckish, so I went into the canteen.
Wait, so you've had breakfast?
Yes, I have, sir. Yes, yes. It was rather nice, actually. Fried bread, bacon, toast, marmalade. 3 mugs of tea.
Why didn't you waken me?
Well, you look so peaceful. I'd like to disturb you.
Thank you for being so considerate.
Not at all.
I'll do the same for you sometime. Right, man, fall in outside as quickly as you can.
Do not forget, men, keep your heads down. We are using live ammunition.
They're going to use live ammunition, sir.
I shouldn't take too much notice of that, Wilson. I can assure you they wouldn't dare. Right, follow me. You're quite right, Wilson. They are using live ammunition.
Right, Mainwaring. See that line of barbed wire on the brow of that hill? I want you and your men to crawl towards it on their bellies. And do not forget, you will be under heavy machine gun fire all the way. Right, off you go.
Keep your heads down, men. That swarthy the Spaniard is dangerous. Now just watch me and do exactly as I do.
I will not, if you want to get killed.
Where's he gone, Mr. Godfrey?
If he asked me, he's done a bunk.
No, that's not strictly true. No, he's fallen straight down that hole.
Are you all right, Mr. Manran?
Of course I'm all right, Jones.
Well, hold on, sir.
What do you think I'm doing, Wilson? Get me out of here.
Permission to speak, sir?
Yes, what is it?
I should like to volunteer to get you out of there, sir.
Oh, for goodness sake, man, get on with it.
Why don't we just crawl away and pretend we haven't seen him?
Fraser, that'll do. Now, you and Godfrey grab hold of Jones's right leg.
Right.
Frank?
Yes?
You help me with his left.
Right.
All right, Jones. In you go. Give us a shout as soon as you make contact with Captain Mannering. All right, everybody. Come on now.
Gently does it.
There you go. Oh,
it's very dark in here. Is anybody there?
Of course. I'm here. Just a few inches more, Jones. You've nearly done it.
Ah, I'm touching something now. Are those your fingers, Mr. Mannering?
Of course they are, Joe. Whose did you think they'd be?
They feel like chitlings. You know, like when I take them out of the refrigerator. Must be cold down there.
Never mind that. Pull me out.
Yes, sir. Right. Hold tight, sir.
Right up there. All away.
Right. Pull. Hey, Uncle Arthur, I'm slipping.
Hold on. The ground's getting wet.
Mr. Mannering, hello. I hope you didn't mind us dropping in on you like that.
All right, Wilson. Now, the question is, how are we going to get out of here? Where's the rest of the platoon?
Well, I last saw Walker and the others about 50 yards away to our right, sir.
That's no good. I will just have to use our own initiative. Any suggestions, Wilson?
I don't think so, sir.
What do you find so amusing?
I just think, sir, this situation reminds me a bit of Alice.
Alice who?
Well, don't you remember, sir? Alice fell down the rabbit hole. See?
Yes. Very amusing.
Mr. Mannering, come over here. I think I found something.
Hey, I can't believe they've got one of those down here.
Fraser.
Aye, sir.
Shine that torch over here.
Right here.
Good heavens, yes. Looks like the entrance to a tunnel. Well done, Godfrey.
Yeah, it's all muddy.
This must be an old escape tunnel built by the Jerry POWs in the First World War. And if I'm not very much mistaken, Wilson, I calculate it leads directly towards Rodriguez headquarters.
Uh-huh. And if he is mistaken, we could well be stuck down here for the duration.
Come on, men. Follow me.
So, but what if this tunnel doesn't lead to the headquarters after all?
But it must do, Wilson. Where else could it lead?
Well, look, back to the railway station.
It's awfully damp.
If you ask me, it's just another of Mannering's mystery tours.
Ah, there you are, Rodriguez.